Sylvain, just coach a little bit about tonight's game and how you feel after this loss.
Well, I thought we had a good first period, and we won one after one. In the second period, they scored one goal, and then and then two and three. You know, that didn't happen, you know, fairly quick. I thought that, you know, we kind of responded a certain way in the second period, and then we responded better in the third. You know, obviously when you're down 5-1 after two, it's tough to get back from behind. But you know what? You never know what's going to happen. And I thought we played really well the third period. You know, part of the second period too. Their goalie made some big saves in the third at key times too. You know, if we make it 5-3, you know, with 10 minutes to go, you know, then it, you know, the game can change. But having said that, you know, it's a 60-minute game. You got to play 60 minutes, and it doesn't matter who it is, if it's the, you know, the goalie or defenseman or forward. You know, you need to have all hands on deck and for 60 minutes.
Noticed Holloway out there being really physical, rolling on a couple different lines. How was his play for you tonight?
Well, he was good. You know, and you know, for the most part, you know, guys played fairly well. It's just that, you know, that 5 minute that killed us. It was a bit of a reminder of the game we played in Bridgeport early in the season, the second game of the season. And you know, like I said, you just can't let go. You know, for 2, 3, 5 minutes in this league, and can't do that in the NHL either. So you got to go all the time. And and sometimes, you know, I'm sure that you know, Zach would like to have a few of the goals back. But you know, it's part of the learning process for a young goalie, and he's going to bounce back, I'm sure, no doubt in my mind.
No, last week you had mentioned that you were looking to see the penalties come down a little bit, which they did seem to do tonight. Are there any tonight's game? Are there consistent issues aside from the discipline that you're seeing, or is it just tough second period?
No, I mean, it's just a tough second period, and you know, obviously, you know, they scored the goals. I mean, they scored some nice goals, and you know, but I thought for the rest of the game, you know, it was a pretty even game, and even you know, we took it to them, you know, fairly good. I thought that we were more physical in the third period, and it showed. You know, we created turnovers with our forecheck, and we were harder to play against, and we spent more time in their zone. So you know, we got to do the same thing. You know, as you know, when the puck drops next game, and then you know, we should be fine.
That's what I was going to ask you next. Is you turn right around and play these guys again on Friday? Yeah. So what will you look to do between now and then?
Well, you know, watch the game first, and then we're going to practice tomorrow, and then you know, we just got to refocus and reset the button, and you know, we'll be fine. You know, I know that this group of guys, you know, are, you know, been known to come back after bad games, and you know, they'll do it again on Friday.
A lot of movement this week. Ticks up in Montreal. Pasquale comes up. McMillan goes down. Pattern comes down. Is being on the road a little easier to get them, you know, guys transitioned into the lineups a little easier? Is, you know, for them to?
No, I mean, it's part of the game at this level. You know, there's a lot of transactions and, you know, some movement and stuff. And you know, it's guys know each other. It's not like they don't know themselves. And you know, they've played together at some point, either, you know, training camp or last year, or even sometimes before. So you know, it's not a big deal.
Pattern maybe trying to do a little bit too much on that first goal, but otherwise seemed to have an okay game.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. And obviously, you know, for him, it's good to play some minutes and get the game shape.